The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
I hate losing. It's gonna hurt. It's not gonna be easy. You're gonna get knocked down, eliminated, humiliated. MJ went through that. LeBron went through that. All those things is part of being great.
You cannot keep me down.
Giannis punishing the Suns. Flex on him, Giannis.
We are built for this. Job is not done. You cannot keep me
down. He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it
what
that
up,
we
no.
do?
We get to be what they want.
Giannis Antetokounmpo had 42 points in a loss in Game 2, had 41 points in Game 3. It seems like the Suns have no answer for him. Jalen, what did the Suns need to do to take Game 4 in a 3-1 commanding lead in the series?
So if you're the Phoenix Suns, you want to limit the points in the paint. The problem is the guy that's scoring them is Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's been outstanding since his return to the NBA Finals after hyperextending his knee that he thought may keep him out of the year for a year, which didn't cause him to miss a finals game. And I love the way he continues to attack and punish, whether it's Ayton, putting Ayton in foul trouble, or just taking it to whoever's in front of him. And also, Jacoby, not settling. I appreciate that. I like the one leg. I ain't mad at him attempting one or two threes a game and do a heat check. And he was making his free throws. I was there, Jacoby. He was shooting it faster. The big fella was getting up there shooting it faster. He's just Goliath. So you know what I noticed? I don't necessarily see people, his peers, cheerleading for him when I'm watching the game on social. You notice when other people be scoring 30 and 40 and having 15 and coming back from knee injuries, you see other players posting emojis and shouting them out. He's Goliath. He's the 7-footer that everybody wants to say, well, he's not a knockdown three shooter, well, he's not a free throw shooter. Well, most big guys aren't. Other than that, he's the perfect basketball player, the perfect ambassador for the game. He's committed to Milwaukee. He re-signed long-term. Giannis is doing everything he can to try to get his first championship.
And the Suns have no answer for Giannis Antetokounmpo. And you made a very good point. DeAndre Ayton has done such a great job, especially for a young player, of staying out of foul trouble in the series against the Nuggets, in the series against the Clippers. Stayed out of foul trouble. Look what happens when you put him in foul trouble. They put Frank Kaminsky in. They don't have Dario Saric. They are in trouble without DeAndre Ayton on the floor. And if they can continue to press, continue to put pressure on him and the Suns' defense, I think they can even up this series at 2-2. You know what? I'm going to say it now. I think they will even up the series at 2-2. Ooh. And you're going to be on a flight to Phoenix looking at a whole new finals than you thought you had after Game 2 when the Suns went up 2-0.
I'm not mad at that at all. Shout to Bobby Portis also, who's really productive. Drew Holiday, they need his offense. I think Chris Middleton is the guy to get going in Game 2, Jacoby, and I'm rolling with that prediction. But also, I want to make sure I acknowledge something. The Milwaukee Bucks have been down before in these playoffs and have found ways to continue to overcome the obstacles that got put in front of them. They didn't know Giannis was going to come back. He did return, and it's not just scoring. He dropping dimes, too. Before, when he was posting up, people would just be perched around the three-point line. Now they're starting to move. Now they're starting to cut, and he's getting assists as well.
We will see what happens tomorrow night on ABC at 9 p.m. But, Jalen, there's some other news in the basketball world that we have to discuss. Do you remember when Team USA lost to Nigeria? And we kind of thought it was a big deal, but maybe they were just kind of exhibition. They're figuring themselves out. Well, they played Australia yesterday. They lost to Australia. Jalen, this is now a pattern. What do you think about these two losses from Team USA in exhibition?
So, let me get this right. There hasn't been a podcast that has done a pitch meeting about sports and entertainment that haven't referenced this one. And we're forever grateful. And one of the things I'm most grateful for is, I believe it's over my right shoulder. Is that Busta Jadakiss still here? Is that Bus still here? How many shows in the industry have that? None.
Also, talking about this Team shoulder. USA, sir.
Okay. And I remember him dropping some historic bars when he asked the question, why Team USA keep getting blown out? And I find myself watching the game last night saying the same thing. Like, yo, they have Ingles, they have Thibel, they have Baines, they have Patty Mills, they had Dellavedova, all a couple of champions, all capable NBA players. So Jalen, I'll play Jada. We should get him to come on the show. I need to ask him. So you ask me, why are we losing? You ready? Are you ready?
Why are we losing?
They got chemistry, dog. Mm. Like basketball, when we put the dream team together, the international game hadn't caught up yet. They were fans of ours. Now they're winning MVPs in the NBA. See the last three and two with the Greek Freak and one with the Joker. Like, because of that, when you're watching the game and people do a slide step that didn't come from Europe, people call it a Euro step. People in America have been doing that for years. But since they have infiltrated the game with their incredible skill, like Dirk and his one-leg jump shot, or Luka the way he can stuff the stat sheet. So this idea, because we're Team USA and we're gonna put it on the front of our uniform and show up, even if we have KD, even if we have Dame, that's not good enough to get it done. So I got a proposal, Jacoby.
What's your proposal, sir?
I ain't the kind of guy that takes somebody off the team and not put somebody else on the team. So I got a proposal to fix this.
What's your proposal?
I love Coach Pop. He's the legend. All hell do. No doubt about it. He said this, it was his last year. You know who would look good standing on the sideline for Team USA? Juwan Howard. That's who
we're
good on the sideline for Team USA. Look what he's done in the NBA. Look what he's done in college. And also his ability to communicate equals his ability to recruit. Plus he has two young players that are one on the team and one is a high level recruit. So that's one way to fix it. The other way to fix it is the NBA season is gonna get reset, which means the championship is gonna happen in June. So y'all can feast on us internationally right now, but when the champions start to get crowned in June, we're gonna start back putting the smack down. But lastly, that does not mean we might not struggle more this year. And I know for us, it's just exhibition. For them, it's everything. And these are gonna be some very close games because now the other squads are gonna have a lot more confidence.
Team USA has to be ready for the best game their opponents can put together every single night. It just doesn't seem like they have that so far in these exhibition games. However, when it gets to Tokyo, when it gets to the real medal tournament, they better come home with the gold. You have to come home with the gold if you are Team USA in basketball.
They'll
you mentioned
get
Dame
gold.
Lillard.
They'll get the gold.
You mentioned Dame Lillard, who's playing for Team USA. Well, Dame Lillard's in the news. Apparently, the Warriors are reportedly putting together a package to potentially draw that man, Dame Lillard, to the Bay to play. Jalen, do you see Dame Lillard playing with the Warriors next season?
You know, Dalla been a terror since the public school era. And I know how much he loves Oakland and how great it may be for him to play in front of the home fans. But if you're the Portland Trail Blazers and you just hired Chauncey Billups and Dame has three more years left on his deal and they're in the Western Conference, you do not allow two of the three four-level shout to Yoda shooters in the league. Trae Young is one, guys that shoot from the hash mark to half court.
Yep.
The other two are Steph and Dame Lillard. You don't let that happen. No doubt about it. And if I look deeper into the Warriors roster, I don't think they have the assets to make it happen. If you're gonna call me about Dame, Jacoby, I'm looking at the phone. It better be like Jaylen Brown's face popping up at least. Like somebody that's a future superstar, that's already an all-star, that's an ascending player that can do multiple things. But don't call me about no picks. Don't call me about no guy that can be an all-star. I don't want to hear about potential. I have Dame Dolla, one of the top eight players in the entire league. If I'm going to give him up, I need something for right now.
You can't call me and talk about James Wiseman and the number 7 pick to get Dame Lillard. Because we know Dame's going to New York. We know Dame Lillard's going to New York City. He wants to play in the Garden. He wants to be in the Eastern Conference. He'll immediately be the best guard in the Eastern Conference when he finally joins the New York Knicks. Now, man. I don't know what we could possibly put together to get him there.
I love your irrational confidence.
I love the idea.
That'll make you so happy. You and Quincy and the twins, y'all will be going to the games, wearing Dame jerseys. Look at you. Die easy already. Look at you.
No, I'm going to steal your credit card and get season tickets. I'm going to steal your credit card and get season tickets if Dame Lillard comes to the Garden. But again, like you said, if I'm the Portland Trail Blazers, I have him locked in for 3 more years. I have a brand new coach. We're turning a page. We're keeping Dame Lillard in Portland. I do not see him playing anywhere else next season.
And also, I have to make sure I say this out loud because this is really important. The Portland Trail Blazers got a future great coach in Chauncey Billups. And so also you want to keep those guys together. He's putting together a really good staff as well. So there's no reason to panic.
I see Dame Lillard staying in Portland, and I see LeBron James staying in L.A. He said so much. We'll tell you what the star of Space Jam and the Lakers had to say about his future in the NBA right after this. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Coming to you live from Pier 17 in the Seaport District of New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, LeBron James, on a podcast while promoting Space Jam, said that he wants to stay in L.A. and play out the rest of his career. He said maybe 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 years. Jalen, I assume he's going to stay with the Lakers, but how long do you think LeBron has left in the NBA?
He a quadruple OG. He ain't going nowhere. He done been in Cleveland twice. He done been in Miami once. 3 championships on the East Coast. Already won a championship with the Lakers. Putting out Space Jam, as you acknowledge. And somebody in the industry, oh wait, that was you, told me like 6 or 7 years ago on this show that LeBron James was gonna play until Bronny got into the league.
Yep.
Now it's gonna be more in vogue to say. But yeah, the show that has one guy carrying a bat, another guy making predictions, it looked like it may come true, sir.
Well, we will see about that, but we know that Drake will be at some of Bronny's games, and we also know why. Jalen,
I like you, what you did there.
You are holding a baseball bat because last night both you and I were locked into the home run derby, and I knew Pete Alonso was going to win when he said this about how he curated his music. Let's listen to Pete Alonso.
How did you get to this moment right there? I mean, the state of mind to be able to stay focused and rile yourself up. Did you pick the music?
I did pick the music. Oh, New York New York rappers, I got Mobb Deep and Nas, so I got to represent New York here in Colorado.
He plays for the Mets in Queens, and he was listening to Nas and Mobb Deep. I knew it was over when he said that. Sorry, Shohei, this is not your night. This is Queens night. Pete Alonso went deep over and over again. What do you think about his performance?
I love how he put on for Queens. I mean, being from a Detroiter, I was taught early about Run DMC and LL Cool J. My brother Mark Jackson represents Queens. I can go on and on and on about the people I know represent Queens. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, Nicki Minaj represent Queens. So I was just happy to see Queens get their shine. Rest in peace to Prodigy of Mobb Deep.
Absolutely. What a show Alonso put on last night. We all thought it was going to be the Shohei Ohtani night. It was not. Soto took him out in the first round, and Pete Alonso put on an absolute great performance. Congratulations to him and, of course, the great borough of Queens. Now, Jalen, you have been talking about Jamal Crawford and how he should be in the league all season long, and he's got his pro-am in Seattle, and he has back-to-back 50-point performances with the mask around his chin and all that. Jalen, what do you think about what Jamal Crawford is doing this offseason?
I think little bro is out there not only still supporting the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, and I'm forever grateful, a fellow Michigan Wolverine who told them he would go there if he got a chance to have my locker. Forever grateful. Mm. Played together for two different teams in the NBA, Chicago and the New York Knicks. Multi-time Sixth Man of the Year. Has scored 50 for four teams. The only guy to do so. And still getting buckets. He should be in the NBA. If you can score 50 points at all right now, that means you could get Team USA 10. Just think about it like that. You know what I'm saying? How about that? Why don't y'all, there y'all got to go right there. Devin Booker is tired. Okay? There y'all go. Add Jamal Crawford to the team, okay? That's the solution.
There you go. You got Juwan Howard coaching Team USA. You got Jamal Crawford playing for Team USA. You fixed Team USA's problems over the course of this short half an hour television program. Now, Jalen, we all remember when the Super Bowl trophy was in Tampa Bay and they were throwing it around. Well, the Lightning had their chance to celebrate the Stanley Cup championship, and they damaged the Stanley Cup. It's going to have to be sent back to Montreal to get fixed and then sent back down to Tampa Bay. What do you think about the bent Stanley Cup?
I have one word. Hypocrisy. First off, congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning. But I'm talking directly to you, Lord Stanley. I saw, and this is the third Michigan reference because we just relevant. I can't help that we relevant. I'm not making this up. You know what I'm saying? We relevant. Tom Brady just kind of won his seventh Super Bowl. I'm not just interjecting him. Like, that just happened. And by the way, when he threw the Lombardi, Lord Stanley, you hit him up on Twitter. It was like, oh, we wouldn't break. We wouldn't collapse if you threw
us.
That's
right.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm old enough to remember that, and I got the receipts. So I need to holler at you, NHL and Lord Stanley. Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning. And this is the closest I'll ever get to championship talk. But I tell you what, I've had a lot of beverages, and I don't need a ring to drink.
Jalen, we have some breaking news about a star in the NBA that could potentially be on the move. We'll tell you who that is right after this. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Huge game Wednesday night on ABC. It is game four of the NBA Finals. Will the Suns take a commanding 3-1 lead, or will the Bucks even up the series? Find out on ABC Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, The Athletic, is reporting that the 76ers are open and they're having discussions to trade Ben Simmons. Jalen, we all talked about this after they lost in the playoffs, but it seems like this is becoming a real actual thing that is happening. Could you see the 76ers trading Ben Simmons?
This conversation isn't a surprise. I don't see it clearly as breaking news. Anybody that watched the playoffs understands that he, at his apex, along with Joel Embiid, who's their franchise player, when they're at their best, they occupy the same position in the painted area on the floor. Also, he's not a willing shooter outside of the paint. He's not a really good free throw shooter. So for him to be most effective, he's got to improve both of those things. And then lastly, has to be somewhere where they're not going to require him to be the quote-unquote lead guard. That's a disconnect with his skill set. He needs to be a recipient. He needs to be somebody that gets the ball off of a pass in transition, not initiating the offense the entire time. So it'll be a win-win for both squads if they're able to get quality value in return, because he is a talented and a player with a lot. He is t- terrifically talented and a guy that's young with a lot of potential.
Absolutely. And you think about this. Wait, he's about just under 7 feet. He doesn't shoot free throws that well, doesn't jump shoot that well, but can still dominate the game. Sounds like Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is now dominating in the finals. Like, Ben Simmons is a great basketball talent who is now undervalued. If I am any one of the 29 other teams, I'm putting together a package to get Ben Simmons in my uniform because I absolutely love him. You know I love fancy passes. Ben Simmons does that. And I love people that defend. And Ben Simmons does that as well. He's a great defender and he's a great passer. If I am any one of the 29 other teams, I want Ben Simmons to come to town. Jalen Rose, it's time for you and I to break down an image. Let's go to the table and break it down in detail. Jalen, someone sent this to us on social, and I want you to explain what is happening here with the Motown Clown.
And by the way,
you see right here?
How about this? You just saw two different haircuts. You see the low Chris Caesar with the Jesus piece, shout the Biggie. You see the two turntables. Back when people was rocking jerseys, that was super fresh, crazy fly. And by the way, to start this segment, you also saw a different cut, a little bit longer with the 360 waves. Now you see another cut. I'm in effect mode. You gotta get up on your own, girl.
We'll be back tomorrow on ESPN at 2 p.m.
Me so bad.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is podcast exclusive content. Yesterday, we got the saga of Jalen Rose's 6-hour drive from Milwaukee to Detroit.
A 3-hour
driver.
Tour,
Uber driver with the dog. Tour. And we have an update. We have an update, ladies and gentlemen. That Uber driver with the dog also drove who?
Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson. I looked down at my cell phone when I was watching Team USA get blown out in my Jada Kiss voice, and it was Mark Jackson. He sent me a picture of those two guys in the back of that same Lincoln Navigator holding the dog. So this is what I want everybody to take from this story. That man's a hustler.
Well,
that's what I want everybody to take from this story.
Here's my problem with it. That means that when they were in the car, he brought up your name. You know what I mean? That's what I don't like. That means that when they were in the car, he brought up your name. He's like, well, I just drove Jalen to Detroit. And that means that they're talking about you. And he needs to just eat that one. He needs to just eat that one.
Well, no. Hit the brakes, Rich. Please hit the brakes. I got to give you the other side of the street. One of us put it on Jalen and Jacoby. One of us put it on Instagram. That was me. And Mark Jackson follows me. And I know Jeff Van Gundy isn't on social media. So lastly, Mark didn't post it. He sent it to me because it was the fact that that guy just drove me to Detroit, drove all the way back to Milwaukee, and still was driving that afternoon. That's what I want people to take from this story.
Good for him. Because that's 14 hours of driving. If I'm done with 14 hours of driving, I'm going to bed. Not him. He's going to work. Jalen, we didn't talk about this enough, but Mark Jackson on the broadcast of Game 3 said that Jeff Van Gundy was freestyling at lunch. Jeff Van Gundy has bars. When you see the great Jeff Van Gundy, can you please get him to freestyle for you?
He'll definitely freestyle for me. I got love for the notorious JBG. And
when was the last time you freestyled, Jalen Rose?
When he says freestyle, just so you know, we need to do a segment called Smitty and Hoppy. You know, Tommy the OG appreciate where I'm going here. There were two cops on Sanford and Son, one black and one white. And when Fred Sanford would open up the door, the black cop would be talking in the language that Fred understood, and the white cop was doing just the opposite. So Fred would always have to look at the black cop to translate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's do that in this case. What's the case again? I set it up good.
Jeff Van Gundy freestyling.
Well, sometimes I lose thought too when you're looking at your phone and you ain't selling me. That's what happened when you do a show with somebody.
Oh, it's my fault now. I'm just telling y'all how it works. Oh, you're right. It's my fault. Like, you forgot what happened 10 seconds ago.
Like at the end of the bees, I said I don't need a ring to drink. But you didn't hear it because you were thinking about your read instead of being a 10-year veteran taking the joke and doing your read. You see what I'm saying? This is a television podcast. We're legends at this. And so the gentleman drove back, now driving him. I put it out there as a salute to him.
Okay, you forgot what you were talking about. Let me tell you what you were about to say. When people say freestyle now, they don't mean freestyle.
Gotcha.
That's what you were about to say.
Okay, because here's a break,
people
Rich.
Use the term freestyle, like freestyle to me is you're making up
Hit
lyrics
the brakes,
in the moment.
Hit the brakes, Rich. This is the Smitty Hoppy moment I wanted to translate. Hope you enjoyed the last 2 minutes of comedy. So, all a white guy has to do is say a half a bar, and everybody else like, oh my God, invite him to the barbecue! Oh my God! That's like black people, we're so loving. Like, all y'all have to do is give us like a half a bar and wear an Outkast shirt and show us that y'all like Wu-Tang Clan. That's all y'all gotta do. It don't even matter what y'all do behind closed doors. Y'all can be a part of the Proud Boys. That's all y'all gotta do.
He said Proud Boys.
That's all y'all gotta do. We'll love y'all forever. Y'all wanna get invited to the barbecue? There you go. I just gave you the blueprint.
The bar's real low for us.
Jeff Van Gundy says a Jay-Z line, and it's like, oh my God, he freestyling. Oh my God!
You know what? A lot of white people get invited to the barbecue, but not too many show up. I'll tell you that much. How have we not been canceled?
They probably working on it. We just don't know it.
What do you mean? They didn't tell us.
They ain't sent you to the finals in 10 years. So each time before the finals, I'm like, all right, well, I guess they're going to let us keep doing the show.
Mm-hmm. This is my favorite story of the day right here. A woman took her ex-boyfriend's car, deliberately ran through 49 red lights to rack up fines on his car. Because this be happening to me too. My wife gets mad fines from the robots. But she gets mad fines on a west side highway from the robots and tries to blame me. I'm like, wait a second. You're telling me that at 7:47, I was on the west side highway? So Jalen Rose, soft move or boss move? Driving through red lights with your ex-boyfriend's car to rack up fines.
A legend once taught me you can be mean if you're funny. Especially if you're getting your goal accomplished. And I can't lie, this is a boss move. Because nobody gets hurt except his pockets.
Yeah.
And nobody has to know except him. So it's not like that. Like, this is a boss move. I am not mad at this one.
I do like this, but I also wonder how she got the car. You know, like, did she like stole his keys and like drove it out of his driveway? Like,
I got you. Easy. You ready for this? Uh-huh. He the one messed it up. That's how she got the keys. So all she got to do is hit him and give him a little inkling that he might have a chance to get back. That's all she had to do. Just give him a little inkling. Like, yeah, all right. Just return one of his texts. It's like inviting one. Is it like getting invited to the barbecue? You know, all she got to do is return a half a text. Hey, how you doing? And send a heart with a kiss. And then she like, hi. And he like, oh, she loves me again. Yes.
Oh, he definitely messed this up. He definitely cheated. You could tell he cheated. And then you drive through 49.
What? Right.
After exactly. 45 red lights, I'm quitting. She's like, nah, I'm hitting 50.
Rich, hit the brakes. It's a thin line between love and hate. I know you've seen that movie. This is cultural, definitely.
I didn't think about that. I didn't think about that. Yeah, yeah. Some tells me this young lady looks more like you than me. Some tells me.
I think if Joey gets mad at you, okay, your result is going to be like that movie. She ain't going to be running through 46 lights. She going to be dragging you through them.
Joey. Joey makes it very clear. She's like, it's real easy for me just to erase you from my life. She's like, it's real easy for me.
Like, yeah, she's people like, say mean things when they're upset.
It's just easy for me just to erase you. Like, I don't even exist anymore.
She'll make you hold on to the back of the bumper. She'll make you hold on to the back of the bumper while she drives through 46 lights. And soon, if you let go, I'm over you. It's over. If you let go, it's over.
She took Quincy to camp this morning. She's like, you said you were going to take Quincy to camp. I was like, oh, I'm not, you know, I got to work on the show. I got to prepare. She's like, well, you said you were going to take him to camp. So you got to go to camp. I was in trouble. We always have you the people that want. Part of that is hearing from you. We need to hear from you. Call 985-80-JALEN. Jalen, I got a text that said we weren't getting enough voicemails. And I'm disappointed in everyone listening to this podcast.
What?
You can be on the show. You can be a co-host of the show. All you got to do is call 985-80-JALEN. Do it right now. Call 985-80-JALEN. You will be on the show. We've never allowed Reggie's voice to appear on the program. You can have your voice on the program right now. All you know, Reggie, the only way Reggie's going to get on the show is if he calls 985-80-JALEN. Reggie, call 985-80-JALEN right now. And you can be on the show just like this.
Yo, what up, though? It's Jimmy from Dexter and Pingree. Jay Rose, you know what's up. Shout out to Reg, the legend. Also, I got a question for Jay Rose. Jay Rose, I remember a long time ago on the podcast, before you sold out, you said that people who continuously change their hair is going through a midlife crisis. Dog, are you going through a midlife crisis? I love y'all. Keep giving the people what they want. But this one.
Wow! Wow! Jimmy from Dexter is not playing. Jimmy from Dexter is not playing. He coming for the jugular. Jalen Rose, answer the question. Direct question. Are you going through a midlife crisis?
Hopefully, I'm going through midlife first. That's really important. Shout to Reg. And by the way, Earl Flynn, Boss Up, what up, though? I heard you, Dexter and Pingree. I started 6 Mile Green Lawn, early infant years, maybe until 5. Around 6, we moved on 12th and Gladstone. So I used to be up at Walker Williams playing baseball. And I used to be playing fast pitch tennis ball behind the Perry Drugs and the Farmer Jack. And I used to be carrying people bags to their cars, charging $5 if they let me warm up the car and wipe off the car. That was my hood over there. I was doing some other things that I ain't gonna say too, but because I don't want to incriminate myself as a young hustler. I had a paper route also. But anyway, a couple of things. I've been a public figure since 1991. And the only way to be a public figure, what's that, almost 40 years?
30.
30 years, okay. So I've been a public figure 30 years. Look back at most of the people that you've known for 30 years. Some of those dudes, they look like 25 years older than me. The next thing is...
You ain't answering the question.
I'm going there. The next thing is some of those dudes have only had one style. The next thing is many people... Jacoby falls into this category, can only rock one style. See, whoa. A lot of times,
why am I taking shots?
No,
you the one going through a midlife crisis.
Let me finish. There are many men like 50 Cent. Many men. First off, if you're bald, you're excluded from this conversation. You're bald, you're excluded. Looking at you, Demetrius, you're bald, excluded.
TBH.
And a large portion of the segment of black men are bald. If you look, 75% of the men on TV that's over 35 are bald. Okay, so they don't have a choice. If you have great hair like I do, you can switch it up in the early 90s and wear a bald head because that was in style then. Oh, that's right. I was one of the people to help make it fashionable. That's right. There was a time in my life where people looked at me and said, he has a bald head. So I want to cut my head and have one like those five guys. Am I accurate? Did that happen? Did I miss the Fab Five have people wear bald head? Did I miss something? Did they also have people wearing longer shorts? Like, did you go to your high school coach? What did you do when we started to wear long shorts?
Start wearing long shorts. Extra, extra large. Wouldn't even fit.
What did you do when we started wearing black socks?
Got some black socks.
No doubt about it. So there's something to mastering a look. That look got mastered. Exclamation point. It's like mastering an outfit. You see J-Lo or Beyonce or Puff, you're cutting me off. Wear something on the red carpet, they only rock it once. So then now you graduate to the NBA years, right? I played in cities that I couldn't get a fresh cut all of the time. So don't sleep, I rocked the headband for years. 4 years, look back at my career. I rocked it over my ears. It was behind my neck. Like, I got traded to a team that had 8 wins. I tried to pull the headband over my eyes. So you didn't even see my head those years. Then all of a sudden, I started working in the media. I was like, you know what? I'm on TV. I need to stay fresh. I need to stay crisp. Before I do Best Damn, before I do NFL Network, Top Rank Boxing, TNT, Jalen and Jacoby when I started, Countdown. I wanna have a fresh cut. So I just started rocking a fresh, normal cut. And people start hitting me up like, man, Jalen Rose stayed crisp. I gotta go into the barbershop and get a cut like his. And say from 2008 to like 2012, that's how I rocked it. And then all of a sudden, I met Reg DeLedge. And then Reg DeLedge, like Picasso, looked at amazing blank canvas of a gentleman in his almost 40s and said, hey dog. Almost like in Paid in Full, when Cam told him he needed to put a medallion around his little brother's neck, that's kind of how Reg did me. You know what I'm saying? It was like, dog, you need some waves in that thing. Reg DeLedge brought me the Jamaican oil. Reg DeLedge brought me the do-rag. I ain't never wore a do-rag in my life. I was doing this show before I started wearing a do-rag. True story. And all of a sudden, we mastered that look. The world knows my barbers. Andy Authentic, representing the East Coast. Sean Porter, Shiz, representing the West Coast. They know Hawk in Atlanta. You now know Nicole in Phoenix. You now know Sebastian in Detroit. Mastered the look. And let me tell you what I did for the submission. The John Bones Jones. I hit up Nas. I hit up Raekwon. And I asked the legends permission. I saw the Wu-Tang Clan was having their 25th anniversary. I looked at Andy Authentic like the train in B Street, a white one. And as I glared, we were like, let's do the Half Moon Caesar. Let's just do it right now. And leading up to that, remember, I done the part down the middle for the ESPYs. You saw me show up at the ESPYs with the part down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I just started changing
my hair.
I had the cross in the back of my hair. You've seen that look also. And
you
so the
half
moon
like?
Caesar was a submission. So my point is, this cut was a graduation. Once everybody, I told the world, I cut my hair low. I had a mohawk on Christmas. I had it in a half moon Caesar on the top. I had it a mohawk on the side. I cut it all low and I thought it wasn't gonna grow back. Did you hear me say that? That was the crisis.
I didn't see your hair for a quarter of a year, from December 25th until like March. That was the crisis. That was the midlife crisis.
That was the crisis. You know the crisis. Reg the Ledge. Reg, do you know the crisis? You remember when the crisis happened? You remember
I didn't know you were having conversations. Like, you didn't let me in on this. I know most of what's going on in your life, but I didn't know you were really concerned about your hair not being able to grow back.
Dog, I'll show you the picture I sent Andy Authentic of my hair that day. I went to the beauty supply shop, and I was in the line, and I got to the front. I was like, give me whatever black men use when their hair falling out. That's exactly what I want. And people think I'm cheating or I got some cheat code. No, I'm not. I drove myself right to the beauty supply. I got a couple of do-rags. I got a couple of brushes. I got some conditioner. I was trying to get whatever I needed. Rest the Ledge sent me a package. Him and wifey put together.
Andy
Authentic, Jamaican oils. True story. That was the crisis.
That
it ain't
was
got
the crisis.
Nothing to do with my age. It's got something to do with my hair. If you listen to the show, you heard it. From December to like April.
You saw it. Yo, remember that ugly ass Elmer Fudd Pistons hat you had on every show? You had the Elmer Fudd Pistons hat that you stole from the suite at the arena. Like, this dude's out here stealing Pistons hats from the owner's suite and wearing them on the show like 4 days a week. It wasn't even cold out. This dude's got a winter hat on with ears down the side.
I'm like, you ain't gonna even see my ears. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying this ain't grow back. I'm gonna let this thing grow back. So again, fortunately for me, I have gray hair that I can wear in multiple styles, and also that I've been a public figure so long that you've got a chance to see me rock multiple styles.
So what Jimmy did something to you that is, it's mental judo. It's mental jujitsu. He used your own words against you. You said that people that change their hair in midlife are going through a midlife crisis. So I'm just gonna ask you a yes or no question. Are you right now, as we sit here, in the middle of a midlife crisis?
I've been going through crisis since 1973. I didn't need to be 48 to be in crisis. I remember a crisis when I was 5 years old and it was cold as hell outside and we ain't had no heat. That was a crisis, dog. I was sleeping in hoodies, sleeping in jackets. My nose was running. You know what I'm saying? Sleeping in socks, sleeping in pants, going to school with patches on them. That was a crisis. Imagine trying to go up and talk to a girl with holes in your shoes. That's a crisis, dog. Folding your dirty socks over with the holes in them. That's a crisis. You know what I mean?
Sleeping in Lincoln Navigators, tipping $750. Getting people to drive you around. I guess this is not a midlife crisis. But you know what? You hit it on the head. I hope this is midlife for you. You know, that's what's important. Midlife sounds good. Midlife sounds real good. That means we at the halftime. We at the halfway point right now.
Right.
It's like Nas.
Right. It's halftime. And by the way, you can say the exact same thing about Nas. Somebody that has hair. I've seen him with multiple hairstyles as well.
Big shout to Nas.
Legend.
What a call. I love Jimmy.
Legend.
What a call. And he dropped the medicinal at the end too.
Can I just say this out loud?
Well, whatever you're about to say is going to get us in trouble. Be
no,
careful,
it's not.
Everybody.
No, it's not. It's real important. Because when you mention an icon like Nasir Jones, you have to pay the proper homage. He has legendary bars. Like, he has greatest of all time conversation type bars. I just had to release that. It's really important.
You're the best, Jalen. We'll be back tomorrow with another Pod to Step To. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
Shout to Dexter and Pingree. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.